Today, we're going to whip up a tasty morsel. Let's start with one Sri Lankan. Roast in an Australian climate. Stir through music, stories, and connection. Throw in a generous amount of comedy. Add a big handful of spice. Include a pinch of interest, a dash of sass, a splash of nostalgia. Blend in some provocative comments. Stir through sincerity. And to garnish, a sprinkle of magic. Serve on a set of speakers. And turn it up. It's The Ginny Show.
The Ginny Show, oh. Our lonely days are gone. It's magic, I know. I think it will be fun. Come on, hello. Like we knew all along. It's time to party. The Ginny Show, oh, oh.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? Whatever happened to ice cream vans? Are they still around? Or have I been living in the city for far too long? Remember that sound of the ice cream van? As a kid, I remember playing in the street of our flat in Northcote. No matter the season, when you would hear the tune, you knew it was time to divide and conquer. You would say,
It's the ice cream van!
Me? Can me and Beth please have $2?
Side note, I'm pretty sure it doesn't cost $2 anymore. Inflation, baby. I love talking about the flavours with my friends. We would sit on the sidewalk with our cones telling each other we wanted to be astronauts and police officers fighting crime. We'd talk about the flavours we chose and what was good about them. And even though we didn't have that particular flavour, we could appreciate it. My favourite flavour was chocolate, or vanilla soft serve, or strawberry, or mango, or lemon. Okay, so to be safe, let's just say all ice cream. It's happiness. It's pure.
But there, don't eat too much ice cream. You will get sick.
You're probably wondering, why is Ginny talking so much about ice cream? Well, it's no secret that I love food. But I wanted to share something with you. One of my first spiritual teachers, Shakti Durga, explained spirituality to me in a way that has always stuck. And it's not because she made a reference to food. She said, spirituality is a bit like ice cream. There are many flavours and expressions, but it's all ice cream. Now, I was born in Sri Lanka, the pearl of the Indian Ocean. Over 80% of the population there was Buddhist. Every month when there was a full moon, the country gets a day off. It's not to incentivise Buddhism, but it's a way to encourage people to take the day to visit the temple. My dad's actually Buddhist. My mother was Catholic. Talk about assorted flavours of ice cream, huh? I guess I got a pretty good dish. I remember when I was baptised into the Catholic family. There's actually a photo of me before I was baptised. My godfather was holding me as I was about to be blessed. When the priest put his hand on my head, my little hand went straight up in the air and tapped his. Now, just to be clear, that wasn't a protest of any sort or a resistance to being baptised. I'm pretty sure that it's because I don't like being woken up from my naps. 30 years later, this is still the case. Growing up in Australia, I went to a Catholic school, both primary and secondary. I went to church weekly. I became an altar server for about 8 years. My grandmother and ummi used to do what you call a holy hour each week at 11 o'clock each night. And even for a split second, even if I forgot that I was Catholic, I would hear,
Jesus.
When I would sneeze, there was no bless you.
No.
There was,
Jesus.
If I ever fell down and hurt myself.
Jesus.
When the bus driver would slam his brakes a little too hard.
Jesus.
So, I guess it's pretty clear whose teachings had a big influence on my spiritual development, huh?
Jesus.
He really is the superstar of Catholicism, isn't he? I mean, is there a better example of a role model who taught the world about forgiveness the way he did? Jesus was the master of forgiveness. He taught humanity the power to heal, not just from physical wounds, but emotional ones also. Forgiveness is something many people find to be quite a journey. I know I sometimes find it to be a bit of a struggle. It's hard to forgive someone who's hurt you so deeply. But when you do, there's also a sense of freedom and inner peace about it. When I left high school, I began exploring more spiritual teachings. I read different books, talked to different people as my friends and social circle expanded. I then started to explore my father and motherland's religion, Buddhism. Buddha taught humanity about so many things: the human form, kindness, mindfulness, and probably the most profound and consumed teaching, the law of karma. To be aware of your actions, because to every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The intention you put behind these actions is the driver of the outcome. I kept searching and searching. And through the experiences I was going through in my life, from jobs to breakups, I was still searching. When I broke up with one of my exes, I received a letter from her via email. Now, this particular letter was heartbreaking to read, as everything I had believed our relationship to be was not reflected in the words of her letter. After reading that, I needed to be around friends. So that night, I put on my Sunday best and hit the town. After a good vent to my friends, the solution we came to was, let's just dance it off. So I did. I was shaking it. Do you know who I met that night? My first spiritual teacher, in a body. What are the odds? At a Sunday club event, a place where I least expected to meet her. Cometh the dance floor, cometh the spiritual teacher. There's a lovely quote I came across recently. It said, "When the student is ready, the teacher shall appear." I was in a place where I was hurt, and in the lead up to that pain, I was very closed off from the world. Unbeknownst to me, I was ready to meet my teacher, even though I wasn't conscious of it. My first teacher taught me many things about spirituality, joy, and the different flavors there are. Neither of them are right or wrong, or superior or inferior to the other. There isn't such thing as the best religion or the best belief. They all need to coexist with one another and are teachings to anchor peace for yourself and for everyone on this earth. If we can sit on the sidewalk at an ice cream parlor or restaurant and talk about how good the flavors of the ice cream we love are and appreciate them, why can't we do that with spiritual beliefs? I guess my point is, spirituality is a lot like ice cream. It comes in its different flavors, mixtures, and combinations. Doesn't mean one is better or tastes better than any of the other flavors. That's all subjective. You can have any flavor you like, or combine a few, add some sprinkles, toppings, maybe even some chocolate. Ooh. Whatever flavor you like, keep having it. If you want another flavor, add that in or just have that. Let's all go get some ice cream. Yay!
The Ginny Show is a weekly podcast produced by Sam Phelps from CV Audio. Our team includes Sebastian On Air, Joey Middleton, Visual Tonic, and ILDK Media. And me, the voiceover, Missy. Hello! Ginny Sarasvati is the executive producer. For more information, please visit theginnyshow.com. Keep in touch between shows via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Ginny Show. Check back next Wednesday for another episode and have a magical week.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.